This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Voting for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded this evening. Overall, 57.35% voter turnout was recorded. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are covered in this phase. This include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. 695 candidates were in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate was decided in this phase include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Omar Abdullah of National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Polling also took place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government's biggest focus has been on governance. In an interview with the TV channel, Modi said that the government has modernized railways and created infrastructure. He also emphasized the mantra for pro-people good governance. The Prime Minister said India is on a takeoff stage in the Industrial Revolution. He also stressed that a decentralized industrialization network is important to make agriculture viable. Modi said that when scope, scale, speed and skill meet, the country can achieve a lot. In a query on center-state relations, Modi said he believes in competitive and cooperative federalism. He said that India will lead the world in artificial intelligence. India has announced one day's state mourning tomorrow as a mark of respect for the death of Iran's President Dr. Sayyed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollah. In a helicopter crash, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout the country tomorrow in all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly. There will be no official entertainment on the day. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister and a group of officials accompanying them have died in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. The helicopter made a hard landing yesterday afternoon after it got into difficulties in heavy fog in the north of the country. Chief Minister Pema Khandu appreciated local-led Omang Dodum on clinching the Golden Boot Award for Punjab FC with massive 14 goals scored in the Reliance Foundation Development League. Extending his hearty congratulations to Omang Dodum, Khandu said in a social media post, "You are a towering inspiration for aspiring soccer players. Keep excelling and the best wishes for your continued success." Dodum's team Punjab FC lifted the RFDL title with 3-2 win over giant East Bengal FC in the national championship final at Mumbai on Saturday night. The Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum, a conglomeration of all FX community-based organizations of indigenous tribes of Arunachal Pradesh, on Sunday expressed its resentment over the alleged rampant distribution of cash and other inducement to voters during the recently held general elections in the state. AITF President Dr. Bengia Tolum lamented that this happened in spite of the Clean Election Campaign 2024, run by the AITF, for the better development of the state. The AITF expressed displeasure on such a move by all the contesting candidates, which is an unhealthy trend pushing the people of the state to corrupt practice, and added that it has apprehensions regarding how the leaders would devote themselves to the development of the state. The Arunachali feature film Sangigai was screened on Sunday at 77 Rue Felix Flo at Cannes as part of the Cannes Festival Mark Sidhu film. Produced by Alison Valley Baka and directed by Nyago Itte, with creative production by Hali Valley, Sangigai was captivated the hearts and the minds of the audience, highlighting the unique and vibrant culture of the Northeast India. "We are overjoyed with the response Sangigai received at Cannes. It's an honor to share the rich cultural tapestry of Northeast India on such a prestigious platform," said Alison Valley, the producer of the film. Music lovers in Arunachal had the first ever exposure to the magic of Carnatic music during the last 10 days, thanks to a series of Carnatic music recitals by the Wakro sisters, Asaf Mai, Delang and Behal Tiyama, volunteers of Lohit Youth Library Network and the final year students at Kalakshetra Foundation, Chennai. The Wakro sisters conducted 7 recitals in the state from May 12 to 20 at Teju, Namsai, Rajiv Gandhi University and Archimission Hospital Auditorium, with the recordings at Akashvani Teju and Itanagar under the Doordarshan Kendra Itanagar. The recitals had the active participation of 2 young instrumental prodigies from Kerala, Dev Narayan, and with violin and Sri Hari Bhatt Tripad with Mridangam. The boys, with their brilliant rhythmic support on violin and Mridangam, elevated the recitals of the Vakro sisters to great levels of enjoyment for the listeners. That's all in this bulletin. Namaskar.